Welcome, away team. Yogi Bhajan's having fun with us. Yes, as I was just saying a minute ago before I started recording this call, that he did come in a little while ago. I was actually walking on the beach. I like to kind of go clear my head, clear my thoughts, get my thoughts out of the way to prepare for these calls. And it was just a beautiful day at the beach with the seagulls were flying to me. And Arit and I were laughing about that before because we both feed the seagulls. And I haven't fed them in a while, but they were flying around me as if I was going to feed them. So I guess they felt something. They felt this Valentine's Day love emanating out. And I was feeling the merging with the mother, and that in this time where everything's turned topsy-turvy and upside down, and we go back down into the heart of the mother, that when I can sit in the sunlight and just focus on my third eye and experience that sense of source being magnetized into me, that is the Cupid Valentine secret for today. So the transmission from Yogi Bhajan and from the Ascended Masters is yes, yes, yes. You're learning how to become love, receive love, accept love. And he's saying that this Valentine's Day, what he was telling me, that what love is it's really walking the path of love. It's a choice every moment. And what he was showing me earlier when I was at the beach is that people have a lot of ideas, as we know, about what love is, and these ideas are just pieces of the puzzle, and that what we're doing today as a group, part of this call, with our help, he's saying the masters, and they're appreciating our help today, are working on releasing these kind of stuck thought forms about what love is, so people can actually expand their hearts and experience love with each breath and actually experience love with each other rather than labeling some thoughts about what love is and going out and looking for that. So we're learning how to magnetize, how to be the love magnets so that we can merge with Source, so that Source comes into us. And I was shown the image of the Sistine Chapel, of the finger, the finger touching the finger of God, the finger of Adam touching the finger of God. And Yogi Bhajan saying, this is a moment where, with these ascension frequencies, this Valentine's Day, with 2012, with the beginning of the Aquarian Age, with everything that's being shown to us and given to us now, this is the beginning of touching the love of God, or the love of Goddess, or the love of Source, or love of the Divine. Whatever terms, whatever words we want to use with that. So it's way beyond terms, it's way beyond words. And we've had this week, we've had this and last weekend, what astrologically has been called a yod, or a finger of God. So that's why I was shown that image. And it's the way the planets are configured, and it has to do with Venus conjunct Uranus, and then Venus moving into Aries, and Chiron, Neptune, Pisces conjunction. So it has to do with healing the wounds of the last 6,500 years of the patriarchy, healing the wounds of this divine feminine, not being able to be safe to be expressed, not to know the true qualities and what we really deserve as beings, as divine beings, to feel the full impact of this love of mother, this love of spirit. So we've been in this yod, this period of this yod, this finger of God. We've been in this period where when we reach our finger out to Source and hold that frequency of magnetism within our own hearts, Source will respond. And this is what the master was talking about, learning to walk on the path of love and stabilize our qualities, our divine qualities, such as magnetism, as we walk on this path with the Ascended Masters. And what he was showing me was that we're like little, you know, planetary-wise. And some people are taking long strides, but there's a lot of people that are like little toddlers, and they're just learning how to walk. And as we learn how to walk as a humanity, and we learn how to walk the path of love, he's saying, we might fall down, we might stumble, we might skin our knees, but when we're aware that the loving frequency, the loving parent, the loving mother, that there is that field of love that we're walking into, and we can feel that protection, we can feel safe to walk through whatever we feel is limiting our love, whatever we feel is closing our hearts, so we can keep opening our hearts to others. Like, I loved it, putting little notes, random acts of kindness, putting little notes on random people's cars in the parking lot. So that was great. That was great. Thank you for sharing that today. So he's saying that we're learning how to walk in the field of love. We're learning what that is. And it was interesting. Last night I was listening to the radio for a little while, and there was a lady on who is a matchmaker, actually in LA, and she was saying that that different people that come to her pay her a lot of money to fix them up, find their true love, find their soulmate. She was saying that sometimes people get really fixated on one particular aspect. Like, there was an example of, there was somebody, a guy, who only wanted a woman with very, very light blonde hair. And that was his main criteria that he wanted. And she said she was trying to get him to open up his mind and open up his heart and think a little outside of his own self-created box, but he was very adamant. No, love had to look this way. So that's an example of what I was being shown today, that in this moment, with this transmission, in your own heart, in your own mind, just hold that frequency that you're touching the thing, you're in the yod, and you're touching the finger of God. You're like feeling that electric source where love is unconditional and flowing and never ending and there for you, and that it's not limited by one particular thought or one particular person. So we're moving into this expansion frequency right now. And as we do that in this moment, I'm being shown that we, as this group, are actually helping to break up these limited thought forms that have been the defining information, the defining images of what love is. So all that, Yogi Bhajan is saying, that's not love. And he used to tell us that, you know, that's not love. You just think it is. And people just think they're married, but they're not really married. Married is when you can merge. So what we're talking about is, you know, when we can merge with this higher frequency, with these ascended masters that are here for us, they're saying that you are the next ascended masters, and you are closer than you know. You're just a fingertip away, you're just a breath away from walking with us, and we want you to walk with us. And as you become stabilized in these frequencies, you will be walking with us. And we're walking together, and we're walking together making this path of love more and more available for more and more people to basically jump on, like get on the love elevator and just rise up and feel the possibility of actually bringing heaven to earth and ending suffering in all these different ways on the planet. So they want to reassure us that we are walking, learning to walk in this path like toddlers, like babies, and we're learning to go beyond our images of what we thought love was, or what we've been conditioned by, or what we're searching for outside of ourselves. We're being shown that there is a frequency that's beyond all those images, and we magnetize to that frequency. and then we can know what it is. And we started talking last week, we started getting the transmission last week about what we could do to release ourselves from fate, release the karma during this portal period of grace. 2012 window is a period of grace. It's a portal of grace. We can let go of karmic imprints and move into these higher frequencies. So last week we worked with the Mool mantra, merging into that experience of oneness, to get out of our own ways, get out of our heads. And we're going, and so what I'm being shown today, what I'm being feeling today is that the transmission, the first Tuti, or first verse of Japji after the introduction, the Mool mantra, that was given by Guru Nanak when he emerged from this river 72 hours later, after he went in for his morning bath, he finally emerged in this divine state of love, this divine state of rapture, this divine state of being merged with the divine, which is, he's gone beyond all of his limiting thought forms of what life is, what things are, what images he's been taught how things were. And he's moved into telling us and guiding the way on our path as we learn to walk the path of love. He's guiding us, and he's giving us little road signs along the way as we learn to walk with the Ascended Masters. And he's telling us, by thinking that he's saying source, and the, one of the translations is using the word he, but I'm saying source cannot be reduced to thought. So that's what I was being shown a minute ago, that there's these fragmented thoughts that people have about what love is. So love is someone with, you know, a certain type of hair, or love is, and these lists that people make about what they want in, you know, a lover or a relationship. It's fine to get clear about getting your needs met, but it's so much more. And then there's all this disappointment, you know, people so carefully craft what they think they want. So if we allow ourselves to go beyond the mind, and we understand what Guru Nanak tells us in the transmission that Guru Nanak is sending to us right now, that it's not, it's what this frequency is way beyond thinking. We have our negative, positive, neutral minds. We have, Yogi Bhajan says, 1,000 thoughts per wink of the eye. He's winking at us right now. He's like, it's happy, it's love, you know, it can be light. But pay attention, he's saying. You can have fun, but pay attention, so you don't fall into the darkness, you don't fall into the heaviness and get swallowed up by it. So Guru Nanak tells us, by thinking, we'll lessen our connection with Source. He cannot be reduced to thought. So Source is much bigger. This magnetic field, this field of creation, the ethers in which we live, if we try to reduce it to thought or try to think about exactly what we want and exactly how love has to show up for us, then no matter if we have hundreds of thousands of lists, we think about things hundreds of thousands of times, we're never going to be totally able to experience this frequency and walk the path of love. It's not in thoughts. And then he goes on, Nanak goes on to tell us that by remaining silent, so if a yogi or someone, and I work a lot with this at different times with some of my numerology sessions and past life sessions, so by remaining silent, silence does not take us to that place. So there's been times many people have taken vows of silence as a nun or whatever. But that just by taking a vow of silence, okay, I won't speak then, I'll just immerse myself in God. That's not it. That's not what you need to do to experience this merger, experience these ascension frequencies. And Guru Nanak tells us that the hunger of the hungry is not appeased, even if you pile up tons and tons and tons of worldly goods. So people that think that if they just get more of something, more and more and more, if they conquer the world, if they're part of the 12 corporations that try to control all the resources on the planet, that's not going to satisfy the need, satisfy this connection. That's not going to do anything, no matter how many worldly goods that you pile up. And you can go through hundreds and hundreds and thousands of, your Nanak says, clever mental tricks. So what are clever mental tricks? So thinking that we can manipulate the world to be this way or that way. Oh, I know, I found this great way to manipulate a situation to my advantage, rather than just giving from our hearts and being in the connection with love. So we can't feel it. We can't feel it that way. That won't take us on the path. That won't take us down the path of love. That won't take us to our reunion back to source, where we can experience that we are walking with and as the Ascended Masters. So how can we get there? How can we know this frequency? How can we know this truth? And how can we lift the veil of illusion? How can we ask for this to be torn away? And so we ask Nanak, and Nanak says that it's written that what Nanak says, one of the translations, you shall obey the hukam of his command and walk in the way of his will. Well, that sounds a little out there and a little, I don't know. It doesn't sound as co-creative as I would like. So I asked Yogi Bhajan about this line, and what he says is, what it means is, and we talked about this last week, what it means is that we have the power to command. What does that mean? He said that when someone would come with him with a request or a prayer or something that they really needed, he would walk around his dome with his arms up in the air, and he would say, I command thee, that he would command the frequency to be delivered for this person. He's like, I command thee, you have to come through for this person. So the command center is our third eye. So as we learn to stabilize our male-female polarities in the third eye, because that's the point, the sixth chakra is the point at which our male-female energies are balanced, as we learn to stabilize our frequencies in our third eye and use our third eye as our command center, and we command the light, we command the love, which means, command means just that we control it, that it's not just going all over the map, like, oh, well, maybe I need to pile up worldly goods, maybe I need to find that person that looks exactly this way, maybe I need to, you know, these lists and lists and lists of thoughts that we have in our head. When we can control our thoughts and our minds and have our consciousness stabilized in our third chakra and act from there now, that's the secret to walking with the Ascended Masters and walking the path of love. That's the secret to walking the line. So that's what the hukam is, like the order, so it's divine order. So this is the order. Stabilize the frequencies in each chakra till we're able to project that beam of light, that unicorn horn of our third eye, that beam of light out, and have that be our beam that we can be hook up with, that we can be found with by source. And we're linking frequencies. We're like a Star Trek. Anybody watch the old Star Trek shows? It's like a Vulcan mind meld. We want to link with the frequency, and remember that 60, sixth dimension, sacred geometry, sacred mandala. The wheel of Dharma is now spinning. So in Tibet, they're always spinning those prayer wheels. So when you can link, stabilize in your third eye, and link your stabilized frequency with the divine, with the field of ether, with the Ascended Masters that we live in, now you're connected to the wheel of Dharma, and now you're spinning in a higher frequency. Now we're walking together on the path of love, and we know truly what it is. And now we're a beam. We're a beam of love for others so they can get the correct order to walk on this path also. So we've been in this Piscean age, 6,500 years, you know, go do your own thing, be a self-made man, you know, be a woman, go out into the world, you know, all these different individualized sort of thought forms, Wild West, you know, became the buffalo, you know, all these things. But now we're being called back, and as we're called back into our own heart chakras, and as we can bring our energy up from the mother and feel those ascension frequencies that are being released from the crystalline core of the earth, and let those frequencies beam out this crystal at our third eye, we can link up. We can link up with the mothership, and we can get back on board and walk, and we are the next ascended masters. And that's what Yogi Bhajan really wants us to know. He's saying, you are the next ascended masters, and we're walking with you, and we're happy with you. And we embrace you on this Valentine's Day when Cupid comes to shoot you with his arrow of love. We are the Cupids. We are the Cupids in the clouds. And look up at the clouds today when you take a walk, and we'll be there shooting you with our arrows of love and embracing you and inviting you to walk with us. And humanity will see your light, and you'll shine for all to know the path, all to know the way. And you'll be uplifting those who are ready. And then they'll uplift those who are ready. So right now, this is like a huge transmission of light with this Yod, this finger of God that we've been in astrologically, as we move through this beautiful Aquarian energy, this Aquarian energy of the bearer of light, the bearer of the air element, the flow of the electric energy, the Aquarius, the maker of the new, that which can emerge, the electric energy which can emerge out of the ashes of the old energy, which can rise forth, can spring forth onto the planet, and spring forth as we stabilize. And anchor in this frequency as we merge into what Yogi Bhajan is saying, the true marriage, the true alchemy. This is a moment of true alchemy when that what seemed to be duality merges into the frequency of unity, so it can spin the wheel of Dharma at the sixth dimension. And then we're just spinning, and we're inspired by the ascended masters and by the divine, and all that are walking with us. So we're going to go ahead, and we're going to chant with this chant. For Valentine's Day. Of my soul. So it's the time to really reconnect with the light of your soul, which is coming right now through your third eye. And at this moment, it's kind of like a tantric, white tantric moment. Yogi Bhajan and the Ascended Masters are saying they're going to be recalibrating us and clearing away density around us or around the field for others. So go into the transmission and allow yourself to be cleansed. Why, Lulu?